Hello everyone, welcome to episode 6 of the Disco Podcast. In this episode we're going to be talking about, the last episode was about promos and album art and stuff, and this one's just about the lost art of the billboard, you know. I miss that, you know, when I was a kid you'd driving across the Tyne Bridge and you see all these promotional posters for bands coming out, you know, especially at the height of Britpop or whatever. And it was just brilliant, and you would see all the latest singles that were coming out and stuff. Oh, they've got a new single out, Suede or whatever, Pulp or something like that. And it's all quite sterile, and there's no posters now. And I know that people used to get fined for putting them up and all that, but it just gives the place a bit of colour and interest. And I remember when I was about, I don't know, say 10 or 11, something, driving through London, my parents were obviously driving, not me, and you just see all these loads and loads of kind of urban areas where it was just constant billboards, and I was listening to XFM on the radio as well, and you would hear of a band, and then you would see the post and stuff like that, and it was just interesting. It's just a lost thing that year. You just don't see anymore now, and it's sad, because it was, sure, it probably wasn't very good if you had like an old building that was covered in them, but it just gave things a bit of character and a bit of interest. And as you went over the Tyne Bridge, you would see all these posters, and it would get you interested in stuff, whereas you very rarely see that now. The cover art actually for this podcast, this one, episode 6, is actually of a poster I saw in London for when Blur were doing their summer concerts. I think it was a couple of years ago. You don't really see them that much now. You just kind of pop up here and there and all that, but not on the scale that they used to be. And, you know, I'm sure someone out there has probably got a website full of pictures of loads of billboards, but it was almost kind of like a piece of art with all the different posters covering another one and gradual. I mean, when I used to put gigs on, that was the, you know, you would put posters up in venues and then yours would get covered by someone else's, but it almost became this weird sort of promotion tapestry thing, which is really interesting, but obviously we just don't have that now. Things have been cleaned up. But I'm sure it's about somewhere. It might be different countries, I don't know. But yeah, so I just thought I'd share me memories of billboards and whatnot. It's @IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much for your time.